an hours-long battle. People angry there over rising gasoline prices. More from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It is Monday, the 9th of January, 605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, gurgling as we are, a little splashed around
the
edges.
Well, good morning on this. What do you mean, gurgling?
Well, because it's been so much rain, you know, you kind of like all over you.
Okay.
Well, that and snow.
Was that fabulous? Saturday morning. Kind of slept in a little. 7 o'clock is sleeping in for me. So anyway, walked down our hall where our hall has large windows. And I just want you to all know, and I'm sure you all experienced, what was that like for you when you woke up to the snow on Saturday? Wasn't that just a spectacular landscape and a beautiful sight?
It was very exciting to
me. I ran in and said, "You got to wake up, wake up."
Yes,
and
you did.
Yes, and we went out
and
in our robe.
I've seen your snow. You said, "Get out of bed. You've got to see the snow."
No. And we went outside
our
robe and our slippers, believe it or not, walked out to the front of the stairs to the front on the street, and we're taking pictures so we could send it to our neighbors who are, by the way, in Cuba right now. And
Cuba,
taking care of her chickens while she's gone. I was worried about them. But anyway, long story short, here we are taking pictures of the snow and thinking, and it was sticking and it kept getting, you know, the dog would go out and finally the footprints for the dog, little paw prints would then fill in. And it was just spectacular. So, by the way, we do have a flood watch today until Tuesday, tomorrow, 5 p.m. And, if you've been watching the morning news or you're listening to this program right now, well, obviously you are if you're listening to my voice. We are live on KCNR on this Monday morning. How are you? Today calls for 90% chance of showers. Of course, not chance. It's happening. 51 degrees tonight will be, rainy and breezy with our lows of around 41. Tomorrow, heavy rain and windy again with our highs of 54. Tuesday night calls for rain, then chance of showers, low of 41. We're going to do a little bit more of a further in-depth forecast, but the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where locally owned and operated. It is a veteran-owned business. 365-3793 in Shasta Gas Propane.
That's right. Okay. Bad Bob, hop into here. Hop into the fray here, buddy. We missed you last week.
So I hear. Thank you.
Put a smile on your face.
What's going on?
Come on, put a smile on your face.
Well, the driving back, the weather was it wasn't super bad all the way, but a couple of spots it was pretty rough.
They've closed
a lot of wrecks.
Yeah, they've closed down roads everywhere around here. If you're going north,
was it a whiteout?
No, just a lot of heavy rain, and of course, people lose their minds when the rain is falling heavily, and
it makes you wonder what people really think. They're driving down
the
road.
Laws of physics do not apply,
and that if you can hit your brakes on dry, summery pavement, and you stop in a certain length of time, why do you think it can happen in the winter in a heavy rain?
I don't think people are thinking. I think they're in a hurry.
But still.
When people drive quickly, it's scary on the freeway when people are driving really, really fast on the freeway.
I see people pass me and then switch lanes and they just keep going. I mean, keep going to the side. They just keep going off the road.
Hydroplane.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
But you were
laws in action. Yes.
But you were at the nirvana of tech heads.
Well, Consumer Electronics Show, actually CES, they no longer wish to, the organizers don't like to call it Consumer Electronics Show. They just want to call it CES, and then everybody goes, well, what's the acronym stand for? So
Consumer Electronics Show.
It takes you twice as long to explain
it. Right. I don't know what that's about.
It is where originally it was so that buyers for companies could meet up and see what was going to be available and place orders for the following Christmas. And it started back in 1967 when the most cool things were like the 9-inch color TV and stuff like that, you know. But it has since grown, introduced a lot of, it was where the iPhone was, you know, brought out to the world. And since then, of course, Apple has stepped off to do their own thing because they're just too big for it. So has Microsoft. But that's made room for a lot of other companies to come in. Nothing earth-shattering this time around. A lot of refinements of stuff that's already out there. 4K televisions are starting to get some legs. That was an improvement in the displays, you know, brighter colors.
Curved. Aren't they curved?
There are some models that are curved. A more cinematic, more cinematic experience. Improvements in getting stuff to talk to each other, particularly different brands of home automation. The lady inside the Echo, who I will not name in case some of our listeners have one in their house, and I don't want to trigger her. The Amazon Echo lady integration with that ecosystem really starting to take shape. We saw lots of systems, thermostats, lighting controls, door locks, things like that. And there was even one company showing us what amounts to an easy button on your nightstand. It's just a big button, and when you tap it, it dims the lights, locks the doors, lowers the shades, sets the thermostat.
Cool.
All sequentially.
Oh yeah, that's probably the new it thing. Yeah.
You know what?
You make sure your house is secure.
I remember growing up, you know, going back where I had to literally get up, walk across a room full of shag carpeting now, probably 10, 12 feet, and change the channel on the TV. I remember that. My dad had remote control.
Oh,
he would say,
rabbit ears.
Get up and change the, go up and change the channel. Yeah. Okay, now move that rabbit ear and hold it. Hold it right there, perfect.
True.
I lived in that era of having nothing. Having nothing.
Nothing electronic.
Okay. Uphill, both ways.
Uphill. It was, that shag carpeting would catch on my toes.
Okay, yeah. Quick, Bob, if you had to say like the thing that blew you away the most, you know. Top of the list.
Well, the fact that our broadcast facility that was set up by Consumer Electronics Association, was very, very nice. They moved us at the last minute into another suite, but everything was, you know, we had all our connections. We were able to set up and had just an excellent, fun broadcast.
Hey, listen to your broadcast. You all sound
great.
Right here.
Oh, we had internet that just made me weep when I look at the numbers that I get at home.
Really?
We had 80 megabits per second both ways. It was just like, oh.
Oh, man.
At home, I get 3 or 4, you know.
Oh, well, so what a win. So they treated you well.
Yeah. They made sure that.
Boomer Tech Radio.
Yeah, well, it's all about showing these new things to the media more so than the buyers buying stuff. The big thing that would really struck a lot of observers is that in previous years, automotive tech was pretty much a corner of the North Hall, and they were selling lots of car stereos. This was the 50th anniversary, so they did a great retrospective of the tech through the years since that first show in 67. Now, almost the entire North Hall is automotive tech, and in fact, I think it was Fiat Chrysler is skipping the Detroit Auto Show.
Whoa.
In favor of CES.
Whoa.
Think about the change that is. And we're talking about cars. The Chinese are getting into car manufacturing in a big way.
They've been trying to do that for a while. They just can't get them into the country.
Yeah. Well, actually, the manufacturing techniques, we're talking about actually 3D printing 90% of the components that make up a car out of lightweight composite materials that absorb energy in a crash and can be easily recycled.
Wow. Plus the fact you can just build them right there at the shop.
Yeah. You can
print them.
If you need a new front strut, they just print one out on the giant 3D printer in the back.
Wow. Just think about that. Okay. All right. Welcome home, though, buddy.
Yeah,
we missed you.
So happy. It was really interesting. Okay.
We have to, we got to take a break here.
No, we come back. We have all kinds of things that we're going to cover over what happened through the weekend and a week before.
Just
Just wanted to insert very quickly, a major exhibitor was your friends at Sleep Number.
Oh, yeah. They've got these new beds
the
now.
New just, 360
they just
bed.
Adjust. They don't they just adjust by themselves?
As you move around during the night, the 360 bed will respond and actually change during the night and will give you a report. Basically, in the morning, if you had a really restless night, if you're tossing and turning, you might try this. So they're actually...
Well, yeah, that's part of that Sleep IQ technology.
Yeah, they have. And they've taken that a step further now.
Wow. And speaking of Sleep Number, right now, you can pick up a new Sleep Number bed at the at your Sleep Number store, where the Sleep Number Queen mattresses start at $699.99. And right now, during the lowest prices of the season, you can save $600 on a Sleep Number i8 bed. Now, what Bob's just talking about, we have right now. Our Sleep Number bed lets us choose the firmness that we want. My Sleep Number setting is 60.
And my Sleep Number setting is 40. However, I'm very interested in this new product.
Oh, so am I. That one that just changes while you're doing it. But it gives you support on each side that most Americans get less than your 7 or 8 hours sleep a night. And that's why. Because one, you're uncomfortable. One, you're thinking of other things. Maybe it's just because you've got that hot spot on your left hip, and it's just the way it is. Well, it doesn't have to be because Sleep Number gives you all those choices. It's Consumer Reports mattress, choice. It is J.R. Robinson and Associates say it's the mattress of their choice. There are so many great things about Sleep Number, I can't even begin to tell you. And all of you must realize this because you're going out and you're buying those. Sleep Number came to us and said our sales around here have been very, very good and just re-signed us. So thank you very, very much for going down and giving Sleep Number a chance. Okay, go down to the Target Shopping Center and head on down there, see Brian Janis or any of the pros down there, and you'll never be sorry. Start off 2017 with great sleep. We'll be right back after these messages.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls. The vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, Red and Clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Butt. Good morning, everybody. How are you? It is 21 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock today here on the 9th. It's going to be raining today. It's going to be raining harder tomorrow with the wind and raining harder on Wednesday.
January 9th. Can you believe it?
And the weather report's always brought to you by
Shasta Gas Propane.
Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you our friends over at Home Helpers. Whether it's short-time in-home health care or long-term in-home health care, Home Helpers is the best. Rated best company and best business person of the year. Home Helpers will provide that care you need. We trust her, Sharon Clark, implicitly. Okay, some things that are going on. The shooter in Florida.
Okay.
Turns out that, well, he's a veteran, and he came back from Afghanistan, and his family said there were some things wrong there, and the VA helped him some, but not enough. And the brother says, wait a minute, there's more here. He's like he's lost. He goes to the FBI and says, I'm hearing voices that are telling me to join ISIS. He's got a gun with him. The FBI takes the gun. They talk to him. He's seen by somebody. They give him the gun back. Flies from Alaska to Florida. And we saw the video today. He goes in. He legally transported the gun to Florida. He goes in. He pulls open the his suitcase, takes the gun out, goes into the bathroom, loads it. As he coming out, and it showed it. He's walking down, and he just pulls it out from in front where he was carrying it, and he starts shooting people. Now, the FBI is trying to – now they're looking at what the FBI did in this. But anyway, and after he stopped shooting, he reloaded three times. He drops the gun on the ground and goes face down so he could be taken.
So my question is the timeline as you're talking about this. Let me go back.
I'm not sure where the timeline
now,
is,
Friday,
how long it was.
Friday, I'm listening to on satellite, mm-hmm. I'm listening to Fox en route. Mm-hmm. And this whole thing is unfolding. And no, actually, it was on TV. Excuse me. I was watching Fox while I was doing stuff around the house, and I had to go to a meeting. So, of course, then I turn on my satellite in the car because this thing was live. There was a guy on the floor. I wish I would think of his name right now. But he was on the ground, and he was talking to Shepard Smith live as if it was as it was coming down. Right after the shooting, mm-hmm. his wife had put a compress, if you will, on somebody's neck next to them that died.
Wow.
The other person next to him was shot.
Jeez.
The mother and the wife and the mother-in-law, they're laying on the ground. And then, of course, you had the second terminal. There were two terminals. The shooting was in one. But the panic happened in the second, so there was this huge aftermath. This is all coming down, and he was whispering in the phone, and
it's like 25,000 pieces of
my God.
25,000 pieces of luggage people have lost during this thing because of the stampede. And they don't know
it's
where to go.
Oh, it's the last of your worries.
That's what it is. Here's the thing is, was he trying to get treatment and he couldn't get it? One, that's something we're going to have to find out. Two, what's the timeline with the FBI? I mean, he went in, took his gun, gave him back his gun. His brother, who was very articulate, was talking on the was on the news saying, "Hey, look, there's a there was problems here. We told him there was problems." So
wow,
we'll have to see what happens after that. Now, I want to talk about something that's a little personal, but we want to talk about that we had a dinner Saturday night. You know, every year we open our house to our home. To people that buy a dinner from us and they
bid on it, and the money goes to Turtle Bay.
The money goes to Turtle Bay, and frankly, we've always had really nice people, and this year we had just wonderful people.
We've had two dinners, so this was the second of.
And people were buying two dinners at a time, and they would have gone for a third. I'm not sure how much, It's a joy for us.
Anyway, that's right. So we put it together and ten people at the table.
Here's the bottom line is we had people who have just moved here. And in the last year, they have become part of our community.
They have burrowed in our community
yes. and help. They're very generous with everything that,
and
you
by
know,
the way,
going
everybody
on.
At the table was just absolutely wonderful, lovely.
Wonderful
business
people.
Owners, we're not
right.
going to mention any names, but business owners,
yeah.
executives.
Physicians.
Yes. Very interesting people that we've
right.
not really gone to know on
most
such.
Of them,
yes.
Most of them we haven't known. Others we know very well, and it was, which is a surprise because most people we don't know who come to the house. But here's the bottom line. A very articulate lady, a lawyer. And they talked about Reading, and she listens to the show. So we want to shout out to you. But she listens to the show, and one of the things she said is she and her husband, who are young, they are go-getters. They are very they're very much a type of person you want to have in our community forever, whose parents live in this general – I guess live in the general area. Anyway, so that's why they knew about Reading. The biggest thing that they were talking about was their fear and the crime. The crime, people's houses getting broken into, cars being broken. And she says, we've lived in some tough places before.
And big cities.
Big cities. It's not like we came up, you know, with silver spoons in our mouths. We fought our way up here. But this is the first time I've known people that have had their houses broken into, their cars broken into. And she says, you know what, this is scary. And when people, when other wives call me from away from here, you know, talking about thinking about moving up here. She says, you know, this is a wonderful, this is really a cool place. You know, the people are really nice. However, yeah, that stuff you see about crime is real. And here's my question, especially after I just see the amount of money and the raises that just had, you know, that was on the front page of the paper, spending on agency managers jump. The city manager had a 20% jump this past year. The police chief had a 27% jump. I could even say 28 because it's 27.9. The questions that came up at this dinner the other night, and these were from people, was what's being done to combat crime? We put fences around parks so we can't get in. The one lady says, I don't let my child go to the library because of the perversion that's on around there. Of course, you know that they can see porn on the library computers. And if you didn't know that, now you do. And then you look at how to bring business in here. And then the businesses, and Angie Watson hit the nail on the head. She says, people want to come here, but then they look at these statistics. And what do we have? And so here's the question. What is the city council and the city manager doing about crime? Yes, we don't have 150 police, but what other things are being done? Just something as simple, and this has been brought up, and it's out there on the open table, city council. What about hiring some security in golf carts with, you know, yellow vest on to patrol the river trails during hours of daylight? And you can come up with, oh no, you know what, they don't have powers of arrest. Who cares? They're there with radios. They're a presence. This is just one of the ideas, but there's a million other ideas. Why can't the city council grasp something and move forward with it? But this is the type of thing that you hear. And the kind of thing that concerns me is that these are young people. These are young people that could grow our community, that want to stay here, but they're talking about this crime. Now, this crime is not, to me, it's not like Chicago crime, and I've lived in big cities. I've lived in tough places before. It's not Chicago crime. It's not you know, somebody coming up and slashing you on the subway. We don't have a subway. Or you get slashed on the bus. But you don't get slashed on the bus either. But what it is all this crime that's around you, that's breaking into homes, that's taking, you know, walking into stores and stealing stuff, all of this stuff. And the only plan we had was raising taxes. Well, that failed miserably. So what's the next plan? Do they even have any? Kurt Starman owes us a plan. If the city council can't do it, then Kurt needs to push them into it. And if Kurt can't do it, then city council, God bless you, or as they say down south, bless your hearts. You better come up with something. Because it's, you know, if you don't, at least put together, you know what, as much as I hate committees, why don't you grab some leadership in this town and then find out how to do some of these things. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Must be Budget Blinds. Because only Budget Blinds brings a showroom of great window fashions to your door. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Janet. Love the new designs.
Colors and patterns you can't find anywhere else. Brought right to your door. Exclusive product lines for every budget, including Roman shades, rugs, pillows, and so much more. To transform any room from ordinary to extraordinary. Plus, we do all the measuring and installation for you. No more running from store to store or taking your chances online.
Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out. We'll bring all sorts of different samples. We'll listen to your need. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blinds, a big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable. With no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered in.
So when you hear, think Budget Blinds.
If you're in need of custom window coverings, give Budget Blinds a call today. 226-9027 or visit us on the web at budgetblinds.com.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to... I love it when Bob plays his bump music. That was going somewhere. Did I come in too early?
Oh, a big shrug there. Big shrug.
Who's the Stones?
Oh.
The Stones.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460, currently 52 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. This portion of the show is brought to you by...
BNT Satellite Dish Network and Doug Tulley, a veteran himself. Veteran Challenge. He says for every 10 new services he gets over the winter here, he's going to provide a full year of dish service to an active duty military family in our community. That's right, for a full year. Not only that, but for every person who signs up during this winter campaign, they also will get $100 off their bill. Specials include amazing packages starting at $39.99 monthly. So head on down there. For every 10 he gets, he's going to give a military family, an active duty military family, free dish for a year. Call 241-DISH. Don't call the 800 number. Call the local number. Call Doug Tooley. Like I said, a veteran who gives great deals down there at BNT Satellite.
All right. We're so happy to have with us this morning someone very, very special in our lives. And she is the beautiful woman you'll see behind the counter at Visit Reading inside Turtle Bay's gift shop, Miss Bonnie Sharp. Mrs. Bonnie Sharp. Yes. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you for having me.
Good. You know, the
list brought
goes
with
on.
Her Mr. Bonnie Sharp.
I yeah. did.
So, who is a founding member almost of the Asphalt Cowboys. Yes. In fact, it's the first time I've seen without some kind of yellow on his body someplace.
Jim Sharp. Jim and Bonnie Sharp, you've done so much with the community, for the community, have been such an integral part of the community as well. Well, you're here this morning to, in 2017, to remind our listeners of the Reading Visitors Bureau or the Reading Visiting Center. What is it officially called?
This basically called the Visitors Desk Visitor Center at Turtle Bay because it is a combined effort on the part of the Shasta Cascade Wonderland, which was here forever. Everyone will know that from John Reginotto's long life here and what he did to promote really the outdoor aspects of our area, fishing, hunting, all those kinds of good things. And so then my wonderful boss who started who proposed and really made it happen by getting it on the ballot for the citizens to have a Reading Convention and Visitors Bureau. Our city had come to that place where they could afford, with a little extra tax. People voted for it 2-1 to have that because they realized how much and how important visitors are to our community and tourism. He was very creative at it, came up with a lot of good ideas. We had big sweatshirts that say Reading loves you, watches, all kinds of things that we did that really promoted, coming to Reading and, giving Reading notice. And we did a lot of conventions then. We don't anymore. That's, the original.
Yesterday's news.
Yep, yesterday's news. So anyway, today it's a combined effort of Cascade Wonderland, which is still intact, and the Reading Convention and Visitors Bureau. And there's an office on Washington Avenue. However, they don't attend to visitors. I mean, they don't take care of visitors. They just do all the background stuff. So I have the pleasure, and it's really a passion for me, to talk to visitors. And you just wouldn't believe some of the, really neat people I get. And they're becoming more and more, and they come from all over. Last time I think I was here, I don't remember what we were talking about, but I pulled out this list and very proudly said, I have a list of 25 countries and states that have come past my desk this month. And it was mostly out of the country people, and I'm still getting them on a regular basis. And it is, they're so excited about all the things there are around here to do. And it used to be people say, well, you don't have this, you don't have that. But people are beginning to recognize, like our Lassen Park, our beautiful Lassen Park, and Whiskey Town, all the things they're doing out there. Those free guided kayak.
Oh man, we did that. We
is
love
that
it.
Not fun?
Oh my gosh, we did the moonlight.
Yeah, so did we.
Spectacular.
I know.
But we realized after that we need our own single kayaks. Which after that we had a double.
Yeah.
And after went it and did it again in the summer.
And we talked to other people, other married couples who said they'll never have a tandem kayak again.
No, because, we were good together.
You know what? Frankly, I'm really glad we weren't in the ocean. We'd be someplace off the coast of Hawaii at this point, still arguing about who should be in charge.
But the point is that that's just one of the many wonderful attributes, something to look forward to, that you can come up and do a free guided tour on Whiskey Town. You got to sign up for it, make sure you can get in line,
yeah.
But for the kayak trips on Whiskey Town that the park rangers guide you on.
I know.
And you get all kinds of history.
I know.
What's the website that points all this stuff out? Or do we have one?
We don't. We don't.
For like Welcome to Reading and the surrounding area? I mean, we must have something out there. I thought I saw something the other day, and it was things to do in Reading, California.
Well, I don't know. You might have seen a publication. I have a lot of things like that. Like, mm-hmm. And Whiskey Town, the park itself, produces a neat newspaper that has all the numbers, and all that kind of thing. And a lot of people don't know that there's a memorial to President Kennedy out there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, he was out there and gave he was one of the ones that did the funding there. He was there for when it opened.
Well, he dedicated the dam.
Dedicated the dam.
Yeah, there's a recording of his speech there. And people just, they said, really, here? Well, you can imagine, of course, Jim's mother was a school teacher in Reading, and all the people that she said crowd out there. She said, you know, it was like the whole part of far northern California came to Redding that day. So it was a big attraction. And the fact that that's where gold was discovered in our part of California. And people, really? Oh, really? You know, and there's a place out at Whiskey Town, a house where people lived that mined, you know, did that. You can, they'll teach you to pan for gold out there. There's all kinds of stuff out there to do. So
if you find a 46-pound nugget, can you keep it or do you have to split it with Whiskey Town?
I don't
know. Okay, well, we'll find that out.
We'll find that
out. All right, so we're talking about visit. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Linda just looks at me sometimes and goes, I think I'm going to be in trouble when the show's
over. No, not at all. We're here to talk about the inside of the Turtle Bay gift shop. I mean, there's pros and cons to this. The only problem, Christmas Day, we walked on the bridge and we saw people of all nationalities speaking in all kinds of languages. Walking across the bridge that day. So the bridge has been a brilliant stopping point for people en route to Portland. Why do you stop in Redding? The bridge has brought people in, thus Turtle Bay, and then they come into the gift shop, and what is this place? And then they find out about Redding through the Visitors Bureau, the Visitor Center.
Right.
So what is like your opening spiel?
Well, you know, like, where are you from? I like to know where you're from. What do you like to do? Give me some hints, and I can, you know, help you. And it's really neat to, you kind of, sometimes you have to pry it out of them, but then other times they can't talk fast enough. You know, where is this? Where is this? We've heard about this, you know. And of course, the bridge is right there. The trails have been, I can't overlook them, even though we have a little problem, as we've just discussed before the show. About the trails, I mean, because people just can't believe. And when I say to them, I show them, go across the bridge, turn left, and stay on that trail, and you can go all the way to Shasta Dam. Really? How far is that? 18 miles. Well, we can rent a bike, right? Because there are bike rentals, you know, if they don't have that. So they get all excited about those kinds of things. And what has really been a mystery to so many people, when you say to them, have you been to Lassen? What's Lassen Volcanic National Park? Really? Up here? Really? I mean, I don't want to take up time to tell you a story about a couple from Santa Barbara who came, you could tell from the way the lady was dressed and everything, they had lots of coins in their pocket. And they said, we've never been north of, is there anything up here to do? That's what the lady said to me. And I kind of take a deep breath when people say, come on now. And I said, have you been to Lassen Volcanic National Park? There's a national park up here? Yes. She says, well, we go to Yosemite every summer. And I said, oh, that's beautiful. That's wonderful you have that. But I said, you really should go to Lassen. And I did finally talk them into it. So they did go because they even came back the next day to tell me they went. That Yosemite would be missing them.
Oh, my goodness. What did they say that they, when they were up in Lassen, did they say their highlights were?
Well, they didn't. They just said that we took our breath away. And the fact that, you know, there's only one road through there, a really main road.
Right.
So you're not overrun with people. And I think, you know, in Yosemite, it is beautiful, but it is overrun with people, you know. And so she really went on and on about that. And I have to be honest, she was quite not. This area. She wasn't sure about
Okay.
it. Okay. But she was convinced.
Like,
Lassen was. Yeah, right.
All right. So, but the 33 wineries, honey.
Yes.
We got 33 wineries up here in Manton and, you know, there's wonderful soil up here and different wines that
and
you make.
And more and more are coming.
More and more are coming.
And Bersini has really started to create a big following. Yeah. And I want to give a shout out to Enjoy, the magazine.
Love them.
And the store.
Yes.
Because even though we have a wonderful store at Turtle Bay, and I'm not putting anything against that at all, of course not. They have really things, and people say all
and
the time.
And different things.
Yep, really different. But then I tell them, I give them an Enjoy magazine because we have them there.
Right.
And I show them how we have all this variety in the North State, and they write about it. And not only that, they have it in their store. You can just get all kinds of things that are made up here. And so I really appreciate being able to send them there.
Right.
So
love that place.
Yeah.
And you know, it was this year that we went to the museum and we had on Christy Kidd from Turtle Bay. And I was like, you know what? Remember, everybody, as you're trying to do your stocking stuffers, and this is really all year round as well.
Right.
When you're thinking of, oh, I'm going to be going to Washington or Canada or Idaho or wherever you're going to go, it's
we're
nice.
We're going to go to Lassen.
Yeah, it's nice to bring locally made things, and there's also wonderful things out of the museum store, Turtle Bay Museum Store.
Right.
So, yeah. And we're going to take a break, and we come back more about Visit Reading and all of our Reading stuff here with Bonnie Sharp, because I know you've got, we're still getting down to some things that hours, what to do.
Yeah.
And so we're going to come back. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club. Off of Eureka Way. You know, they've got the only, the largest indoor saltwater pool, and they have trainers and all kinds of great things going on at Wellgate. So you need to check it out. Inside Wellgate is also a wonderful spa, Boheme. You know, you get the real service there at Wellgate. So check them out on Eureka. We'll be right back here on KCNR 1460.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Donsteck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Morality or immorality? Our godless society believes there is no such thing as absolute morality. They believe that no limitations on their behavior or sexual behavior is appropriate and acceptable. What they don't understand is that this behavior will eventually affect their ability to reason, while it slowly decays, pollutes, and corrupts their mind. Romans chapter 1. Only a relationship with Jesus Christ and a commitment to live by God's word will protect you from this moral decay. What are you doing to protect yourself and those you love? If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM. It's still so
hard to believe. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's 12 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading with a trained watch repairman. They've got it all. They can design, build jewelry for you right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Plus, they have a huge selection of just great, great jewelry. All of this at 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We're here with Bonnie Sharp from the Reading Visitor Center, which nobody seems to know that it's there. We know because we know Bonnie. There's got to be able a way to get out the news that there is the visitor center's here, that you're here to push them out into different places. Now, how many people do you see a year? would you say?
A year. Boy, that's hard.
A month, you know, just give me a wag. Well,
I would say at least 100 a month, but more. Okay. Sometimes, depending on the season.
Okay, so you're talking about, you know, 1,200, 1,300, 1,400 people that come through the Turtle Bay Center.
Right.
But it would be a lot more if people just knew that there was a center there that you could push them off into other places.
Right.
So how do we get that word out?
Well, I'm going to give it another shot with the chamber and also ask my boss, one of my bosses, to please do something about it through the Shasta Cascade One Association and Reading Convention and Visitors Bureau. And I wish the city would be more proud of it. Personally, you know.
Well, the city needs to get off their butt on a few things.
Yeah.
And one of the ways that you bring people in is to let them know what's going on so that these 60,000 cars a day that are coming past the exits here can roll in. And then there should be something at every one of those set gas stations right here in town. When they stop, and it, you know, when they're stretching and all this, it says, you know, Reading Tourist or, you know, the, you know, Welcome Center here. You know, come on down and, you know, and then so they could see it right there when they're coming off. And then they could come in and talk to you. Lots of parking there. Talk to you and then take on off, like you said, to Lassen and all these other places.
Right, yeah.
Right. Okay. So we need to get our city people into that.
Well, and be proud of that. I mean, they all go, well, when I talk to city council people, they go, I'll say, I want to talk to you about tourism. You know, and
she's putting her hands back like, wait, I don't want to
talk about tourism.
No, well, they say it doesn't produce that much money.
Well,
so
tourism sure does.
doesn't bring in money? Who said that?
They say,
which one of the city council members said that?
A lot of them do. And so when they were running for, you know, council this time, I tried to approach them. I even took one to coffee and said, you know, I just want to talk to you about this. You use your own approach, but we need to get that more on the forefront because lots of people come to see me and they want to know about our city and everything. But you know, we need to get the industrial park going and all that. And you could make tourism is an industry also, folks.
Yes.
Let's go to the phones. Okay.
Hi, Carl and Linda and
Bonnie. Good morning.
Good morning. I may have missed something because in getting to the phone, but I'm kind of interested in the aspect that we're not having conventions come to Reading anymore, and how much are we losing by not doing that, by not having conventions as we used to.
Well, I think if you check with the hotels, they could give you a real good picture about that. And it's, you know, now that Bethel has the Civic, you know, they've taken over and they've done a good job there.
Right.
But the busy schedule they keep does not really, you know, unless they were scheduled, you know, a couple years out, they would not, you know, the space is not available. And, you know, so you have to, you know, balance again. I don't know with Bethel's plans, I haven't talked to anyone recently, if they are still planning to build and then they won't need the convention center or what the situation is there. And we certainly don't want to offend them. They've done some wonderful things in our community. So I have to be honest and tell you, since I'm not in the convention end of it, that I don't know all the details there, but the hotels can do small conventions, but that, you know. That
well, they used to use the you know, different aspects of the convention would be in different hotels too, and it was pretty convenient, especially like with Hilltop, you know, with the hotels right there, people could basically walk back and forth.
Well, I think they're still in there, but you're right. I think the Civic Auditorium has been pretty much, they've had a lot more events than they've had before, but they're having like fewer conventions, and that's true. Okay, Kay, thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
One of the people says, is there a when we traveled in our RV, we always noticed a visitor center sign on the side of the road. We always stopped to inquire about sites. Is Reading to have signs for the center on incoming roads, like, you know, these traffic, you know, these signs that say, you know, exit 43? Isn't there, I mean, can't you have something that says Reading Visitor Center?
Well, they don't put visitor center. All they put is tourism. A tourism sign. And
but can't one be added? I mean, how much can that be to put one of those signs up?
Well, if we can get Caltrans to do it,
Caltrans is, you know what, I think just somebody needs to ask them, say, hey, can we put something that says our tourism center is right here in town? And it just points, you know, it could point down, and then there's got to be another sign someplace
exactly,
that points
that,
to it.
That's another.
You know, so, you know, because when they come off of the, they come off the five right there at a Hilltop.
Right.
And they could just come on down to, well, let's see what's going on around here. And they just have to do is drive down Hilltop, hit the, you know, and then there you are at Turtle Bay.
Yeah, right. And when they it says Sundial
or
Bridge.
Or 44. I'm sorry, you could take 44 yeah. or Hilltop, either yeah. one. Yeah.
The Sundial Bridge sign on 44 does a lot for us. And there is a sign on I-5, but it says is visitor information. And that's good. I mean, it gets them, at least gets them off 5 and down on 44.
But then there's got to be another sign.
Right. And there isn't a sign when they come on to 44 until they get off and almost halfway down in front of that the new hotel where yeah. it says visitor information. So.
Okay. All right, Bonnie.
Well, thank you so much, Bonnie. We really appreciate you being here. And, of course, you're inside the Turtle Bay gift shop. So we encourage people that when you take your families to the bridge or you can go get coffee, go to the Turtle Bay exhibits, of course. We've right. always got. And what are the exhibits right now?
Well, we don't have any right now, and I should have brought the – I'm sorry. But they told me to not get into Christie's area. So
okay, yeah, okay.
She'll be on here in a minute. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
okay.
Okay.
Well, anyway, so the Turtle Bay, the Redding Visit Redding, California is inside the Turtle Bay Gift Shop. And with us this morning has been Bonnie Sharp. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you, because I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about it.
All right. Thank you. All right, Carl, headlines.
Well, you know, some of the other things that are happening around here is that Eric Holder has been hired by the state of California for $26,000 a month to help fight against the incoming Trump presidency. But nothing's been said by Trump about doing anything to California. So why are we spending $260,000 a year or more? So it'd be like closer to $300,000 a year to hire Holder's company, who probably helped get us into this, except for the, of course, according to the Los Angeles Times, pro tem Senator Kevin DeLeon, who takes away your gun rights at every chance it gets, hiring the former attorney general, the nation's top lawyer. It shows we're very serious in protecting the values of the people of California. However, there's a lot of things that maybe the values that they have at that level are a little bit different than the rest of us. How about crime is increasing, the middle class is disappearing, poverty, especially as measured by the number of citizens on Medi-Cal, is at record levels. And while the world-class economy, which De Leon speaks, is anchored by coastal economic power, Inland California has pockets of severe unemployment and poverty. A number of businesses are seeing golden futures far away from the Golden State. This comes from an opinion written by a guy by the name of Joel Fox. Historian and political analyst Victor Davis Hanson sums up the downside of the California condition this way. We suffer not only from the highest basket of income, sales, and gas taxes in the nation, but also from nearly the worst schools and infrastructure. We have the costliest entitlements and the most entitled. We have the largest numbers of billionaires and the largest number of impoverished, both in real numbers and as a percentage of the state population. California crime likewise reflects the California paradox of two states, a coastal elite and everyone else. California is the most contentious, overregulated, and postmodern state in the union, and also the most feral and 19th century. Now, that's pretty strong words, but it's also pretty true. Here we are hiring Holder, and we've had 37 towns or 27 towns, whatever it is, 27 or 37 cities and towns in California says we're sanctuary, going to be sanctuary cities. Why? Why don't you take the money at $260,000 or almost $300,000 and use it to help say, oh, people that really want to make a change in their lives, people that are trying to get through school. And I'm not talking about illegals that are getting through school. Why not take care of people that were born here that are true citizens or veterans? How about just veterans of the state? Because people are moving out. That great article by this guy who is in the clothing business. Moved where? He moved to Arizona. I'm sorry, moved to Nevada. Took 150 jobs with him. Why? Because we want to pay people $15 an hour.
Oh, Governor of Arizona had a great time welcoming Uber into Arizona after the state of California leaned on Uber, obviously, for more money at the behest of various unions and chased them out. So they're taking that research and development elsewhere.
The state of California is. It's extremely rich. But it's all along the coastline. As soon as you go inland, 8 miles or 9 miles or anything. How about this? Anything east of the I-5 in most cases, is in trouble. And it's the same way if you look all the way up the coastline, all the way up into Washington State. East of the 5, you've got a completely different world.
I'd say east of the 101 in some cases. And,
yeah. Anyway, hey, when we come back, we've got Larry Voppel here, head of the development division down at the city of Reading. There's lots of things. He's been there now for over a year. And let's find out what's going on down there. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
News from Town Hall, brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR Shasta Redding.
News is hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The big winter storm that iced up roads and brought heavy snow to much of the eastern half of the country is pulling out into the Atlantic Ocean, leaving behind bitterly cold temperatures. Sadly, it left behind more than that, namely 4 deaths are blamed on the weekend weather. Dropped more than a foot of snow in the southern part of New England. It also got down into freezing temperatures far south as North Carolina, where it caused a few headaches, where people are not used to quite that much cold weather this time of year. A fast-moving storm cell has dumped heavy rains across southern California, as well as parts of northern California. That's led to flash flooding throughout the region, including in nearby Nevada in Reno. Fire Division Chief Bob Layton says people need to be very cautious about those possible floods.
Flash flooding can happen very quick, and we want to make sure people stay away and are aware of how quick this river is going to be rising and take our warnings seriously.
This is a big week for the Trump transition team, but no fewer than half a dozen confirmation hearings for cabinet nominees. Politico's Jake Sherman told the Salem Radio Network he believes most will face some tough questions about their finances.
Many of these nominees, Steve Mnuchin, Wilbur Ross, Rex Tillerson, we've never seen their finances. I'm not intimating there's anything nefarious or crazy in them, but...
But he says it could present some challenges and some tough questions. As for repealing some elements of Obamacare that were put in place by executive order, Alaska Republican Senator Dan Sullivan says the GOP-led Senate should have no trouble.
Whenever they take activities post the Obama-Iran nuclear deal, our country, under the Obama administration, has always looked the other way.
The average price of gasoline up about 12 cents over the past 3 weeks, and it could rise a little more.
If we assume that crude oil prices are not going to continue rising, then I still think we're going to see a couple of cents because retailers are in trouble.
In trouble because they have yet to pass on their higher costs to consumers. More from townhall.com.
And now, Geico Savings Stories. Nikki Peasley was happily married to Scott. However, something between them changed after Scott spent 15 minutes on geico.com.
Constant gifts, chocolates, flowers, like he discovered a cash tree.
Cash tree, indeed. Unbeknownst to Nikki, Scott had saved hundreds of dollars on their car insurance by switching to Geico.
His gifts never stop.
Geico, spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be gifted to you.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Millions of commuters are facing delays and frustrations as a strike by London Underground station staff shuts down part of the subway network. Mayor Sadiq Khan was unhappy about the work stoppage.
There are businesses in London who will be losing monies because of this strike action. There are patients who can't reach hospital appointments. There are people with job interviews can't reach their job interviews. And I think
well, Lisa Queen didn't have to take the subway to get to church yesterday. Correspondent Karen Chamis reports she made it after missing 2 Sundays due to poor health.
The 90-year-old British monarch was applauded by well-wishers as she arrived by car at St. Mary Magdalene Church in eastern England. The Queen is a regular churchgoer, but missed the Christmas Day services for the first time in decades due to what Buckingham Palace said was a heavy cold.
The Queen, Britain's longest reigning monarch, has generally been in good health in recent years, although she has cut down on travel and public appearances in recent years as she enters her 10th decade of life. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Russia says U.S. allegations that it ran a hacking campaign to try to influence the American presidential election is reminiscent of a witch hunt.
President Putin's spokesman said the report by U.S. intelligence agencies added no substance that would merit comment. He repeated Moscow's view that allegations of Russian hacking ahead of the U.S. presidential election were unsubstantiated and unfounded. Dmitry Peskov said that Russia categorically denied that Moscow had been involved in any hacking attacks. Russia, he noted, was tired of these accusations.
That's the BBC's Steve Rosenberg reporting from Moscow. French police have arrested 17 people in connection with the October robbery of more than $10 million worth of jewelry from Kim Kardashian West in Paris. Authorities are not saying whether the five people who police have said took part in the actual robbery are among those now in custody. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 35 points. More on these stories from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's Monday, January the 9th, 2017. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live, KCNR1460.com.
Good morning, everybody. It's currently 44 degrees. I was asking Bob, didn't we just say it that 7 o'clock hour is in the 50s? So we are kind of, like I said, there's a cold front coming in and a flood watch. Now until 5 o'clock tomorrow. Today calls for our highs of 51, actually, with our lows of around 41. Tuesday calls for a high of 54, heavy rain and windy tomorrow, with Tuesday night with showers again with our lows of 41. As we progress through the week, Wednesday is going to be high around 53 with chance of showers. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low of around 37. Mostly sunny on Friday. Now we get out of the rain, according to our forecast, with our highs of around 53. But Friday night, rain does seem to be in the forecast. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. That's Shasta Gas Propane. Now let's go to the phones with Susan Eastman, our Wells Fargo advisor. Good morning in 2007. Happy New Year, Susan Eastman. What's going on?
Happy New Year, Lyndon, Carl. Happy New Year, everyone. Well, major averages are starting up mixed this morning as investors look ahead to the start of fourth quarter earnings season. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 30 points at 19,934. The S&P 500 down 3 points at 2,273. And the NASDAQ Composite is positive 9 points at 5,530. Active stocks on the big board, Bank of America down 7 cents, trading at 22.62. J.P. Morgan up 36 cents at 86.47. And Ford positive 7 cents at $12.83. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, PepsiCo down 77 cents at $103.79. FedEx up 16 cents, trading at $190.41. And PG&E down 29 cents at $60.94. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is price yield 2.37%. And for commodities, gold is up $4.60 an ounce at $1,179. Silver up 7 cents at $16.62 per ounce. And crude oil down $1.36, trading at $52 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you so much, Susan Eastman, who is the first vice president of investments over at Wells Fargo Advisors, located at 2705 Park Marina Drive. Give Susan a call at 243-7561 for any investment advice, and she really knows what she's doing, obviously. Let's go to Sally. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning, Carl. I was just calling this morning to let your listeners know we're back.
Okay, so what's happening tonight?
Yes, at the Reading Patriots, we have Paul Preston coming up to kick off our new year and tell us what's really going on. So we're looking forward to seeing him, and our meeting starts at 6 o'clock, and we are still over at the Eagle's Nest Church, which is on 3276 Patelli Lane. But I'd also like to let people know that we've got a Second Amendment event coming up on this Saturday. It's out at the Anderson Frontier Senior Citizen Center on Frontier Trail, and we've got both county sheriffs, Tom Basenko and Tehama County sheriffs, coming to be on the panel, answer people's questions about what the new gun laws mean. And also we have several, a guy from the NRA. We have Sam Paradis coming from Gun Owners of California. And we also have a gentleman coming from the American Association of the Rifle and Pistol Association. So, and then we have Mark Baird also going to wrap it all up with how these new gun laws, the solution to all of this, you know, stupid laws like you were talking about before the break of California, is the state of Jefferson and how that would make a difference.
The solution to everything.
So that starts at 3 o'clock on Saturday, and we invite everybody to come and bring their questions and concerns.
Okay. Yeah, that Second Amendment one is going to be really big. Of course, you've got the one tonight.
Yes.
And on Bocelli Lane in the that shopping center there. And but the one Saturday is going to be a big one. We're going to talk about that one because it's going to be interesting.
It's a
two-county
event.
Yeah, and it's
for both Tehama and Shasta.
And there's so many questions about there. What's legal and what's not? Because there's a lot of confusion out there.
There are.
Yeah, we're going to try and get Sam Paredes on tomorrow too.
Okay. Oh, good. Oh, yeah. Good. Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot, Sally.
All right. Thank you, Carl. Bye bye.
This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a better known business that can take a windshield that's got a little bitty chip in it and fix that, or crack up to 2 feet in length. That's right. Jeff Wurst guarantees his work. Like I said, he's a veteran. He knows what he's doing. He's been in this business for decades. He's got a special process that will actually strengthen the windshield in the point where it's been damaged. That's right. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Hey, we're here with Larry Boffel. Boffel.
That's right.
Did I
Good morning,
that right?
Larry.
Good morning.
Well, you were here a year ago.
About, right.
Yeah. So what have you done
Welcome
for
to
us?
The Redding area, yeah, because you moved here from?
Riverside, California.
All right. So,
brought your dog?
With my dog.
With your dog.
Big changes, uh-huh. Southern to northern.
Big changes.
Yeah.
Got some snow this weekend. That's had right. So much fun.
Did your dog roll in the snow?
Oh, yes.
What kind of dog do you have?
I have a golden retriever.
Of course.
Okay, now.
Oh, my gosh. Lots of activity there.
Did you do snow angels?
No, I did not.
Do you ski?
He tried.
Do you ski?
I snowboard, yeah.
You snowboard?
Ooh.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
You
know
how do
what?
You spell your last name?
Vaupel, V-A-U-P-E-L.
Okay. If you have not met Larry before, and don't look at his photo on the website and actually think that's what he looks like. Because that's somebody that's, you know, has got a coat and tie on. And, you know, and I'm not trying to embarrass you or anything, but my goodness, if you come past me snowboarding, I say, watch out, kid, you know, watch out, can I hit you with my ski pole? Because you look like, you know, you conceal your age.
Yes.
Now,
but that's
the nicest thing that's going to be said today. Now,
well, we should just end right there.
You've got the development division.
Development services.
Services.
Right.
Tell us what you do there.
So Development Services Department includes basically four divisions. Building division, so anything related to building permits, building inspections. Code enforcement, so, you know, that is dealing with code issues, whether that be, you know, the homeless encampments and things like that, shopping carts, those sorts of things. And then we have planning. So the planning division handles new developments coming into town, and maybe a change in use and those, you know, conditional use permits that are required. Recently they've given me economic development as well.
Economic development.
Right.
Okay. Look, I tell you what.
That's another whole file.
We're not due for another break.
Whole department.
We're due for a break in like 3 minutes. I want to go to a break now so we can get started on this when we come back. This portion of the show, though, was brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Honey, is there a better place in town?
No, there are. They are our heating and air conditioning people, family-owned of choice. Where we always know that if our air conditioning breaks or our heating breaks, we get the most incredible service. We know them personally, veteran-owned business, amazing people, Alliance Heating and Air, and they've also worked with Bob, and so we can't – I'm going to use Carl's phrase.
Hesitation.
Can't say it enough.
No hesitation to saying if you need help, If you need some work, you call Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We're here with Larry Volpo, who heads up the development division here at the City of Reading. And we're going to talk about that job and all the things that fall under his division and questions from you all when we come back after these messages.
It's the B&T Satellite Dish Network Veteran Challenge. You know us. We're your local guys. Don't call the 800 number. We want to give the gift of free satellite service to an active military family this winter. Here's how it works. For every 10 new services B&T Satellite receives, we'll be setting up service for one active military family in our community to win a full year of service free. That's right. We'll pay for their service for a year. And that's not all. For every person who signs up during this winter campaign, you'll get $100. Take advantage of the amazing Flex Plan starting at only $39.99 a month. Here's a way for you to support our military with a gift that they can enjoy all year long. Call us today, 241-3474. That's 241-3474. Or stop by our office located at 1007 Dana Drive in Reading. B&T Satellite. We're the local guys, and we care about our customers.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. Now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back. Welcome back to everybody. To everyone that's listening this morning, and to all of
our... This is
a
new California State song.
Yeah.
This is what we need to sing. This is what we need to play to our transient population.
Yes. And
welcome back.
No, but we also want to welcome our people who are in the chat pack, and many people are listening online because we stream all over the world. So good morning, everybody. We know that you're listening in different countries as well. But here in Redding, California, it's 818 and currently 44 degrees on KCNR 1460. This is Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. And we have a very special guest,
Larry Volpo. But this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew. At Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week on 2143 Hilltop Drive. I mean, you're talking about a company that's veteran owned, that's been in our in our community for this long, for decades, that it's helped this community in so many different ways. Espresso Joe's, great coffees, buy coffee by the pound, all types of different coffee makers there, food, drinks, brews, anything you can imagine at Espresso Joe, and then walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that is just simply outstanding. All of this at 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. It starts at 7:30 in the morning until 7 at night. Okay, we're here with Larry Vopple, who is in charge of the development portion of the or the development department, I guess.
Development services.
Services in the city of Reading. He talked about the things they did, including code enforcement. So let's just jump right into this. During the break, we talked about we've got a transient and homeless problem that is huge. And to the extent, what I talked about was we have friends that live in a nice, really in a nice place, but in the green zone that's behind a green zone or green, whatever you call it.
Green belt.
Behind them, they've got homeless. And he said, we've called and called. And Larry, when people call you or code enforcement, you've got thousands of people just to react right then, right?
Right. A team of 1,000. No, we have a team of 2 part-time folks that are basically assigned homeless encampments.
So part-time?
Part-time.
That means how many hours a week?
They'll work 2.5-3 days a week. We get them because they're retired code enforcement officer and a retired police officer. So they're limited to 920 hours a year, basically.
So 900, and that's the part-time that we've got with. And so when you get a phone call, what happens?
We'll get a phone call.
How many phone calls do you get about trying to get transient camps out of places?
Quite a few. And our guys are always out. They know the habits of these folks. They know where they're going and where they like to hang out. So they're proactive as well. But when we get a call like that, you know, we'll go out, take a look, and then basically identify how much resources we're going to need to clean up the area. Because a lot of it, it's not just moving the folks out of there. It's the tons of trash that they leave behind.
And so Shasta Support Services helps out with that.
They do. And the Mission and Bethel Church, there's a whole group of volunteers that donate their time for that.
Is this is this something that we're going to get our arms around?
I think so. I think that, I'm not on the front lines of that effort, but I know that the county and the city are working very closely to provide more resources in the way of dealing with the homelessness issue. Part of that is mental health issues.
But in the near term, this is an unwinnable situation, though.
Well, yeah. So you get a complaint like your friends. Mm-hmm. So you go out and you remove them from that area, but they don't leave the community. They just find another place to camp. And so it's just moving them from A to B to C to D.
So the only solution on something like this is there's 2 solutions. I see. There's one is to have housing and treatment for the mentally ill and all that. And the other one is to move them all out in a drastic scorched earth policy to get them out of the area, which I'm not sure you can do.
You probably wouldn't be able to do that in California.
Be difficult.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying is that you just round them up and just, okay, here's a bus. We're going to take you someplace else. And you drive them to the state line. So I don't think you can do that. I think it's called kidnapping. But
I think so. Hopefully they don't decide to do that to all development services directors.
Well, okay, so you've got 2 part-time people working on this. That's it? And there's all these camps, and you got 2 part-time people?
Well, and part of it, you know, Reading's very unique, too, in that, you know, we're 60 square miles, and a lot of it is undeveloped. And it's beautiful green space, and there's beautiful trees and streams and things like that. So policing that is, it's a tall task, that's for sure.
Okay. I'm just, when you told me how many people, I mean, I think I kind of knew that, but it's kind of viscerally when you say it to me. I got 2 part-time guys, and frankly, there's nothing we can do. I mean, you could give you 2 guys working full-time, and you still have the same thing.
Right, and a lot of these folks, you know, when we go out – and we engage them. We offer them the services that are available at the various agencies, and many of them just refuse those services.
Ignore you, right. Okay, now the other things you're doing is you've gotten into and you've teamed up with the police is to go into some of these motels that have been big problems.
Big problems. The police and code enforcement, the county, environmental health, we've all teamed up to go after some of these bad actors. And you can see a couple of them on the for sale, the auction block. And it's a slow process, but I'm real excited about the opportunities because I think there's
Well, that's one of the things. We had people telling us that, you know, how much they really liked Reading, but the crime and this homelessness problem and people, it's touched – people they know, you know, the crime, people breaking into houses and that. And I said, yeah, but I said, there's things that the city's been doing. And one of the things is they've shut down, like, what, three, four hotels now?
Yeah.
Three or four.
Three. One of them the kind of voluntarily.
Right, yeah, the Americana's right down here. Now, I'm not sure what's going on with it.
Yeah, so it's in receivership, and they've been soliciting offers to buy it, and I think the trustee on that is real close to making a decision on who they're going to sell that to.
How do you keep your job?
Period.
No. How do you keep your job fresh? Because there's just this weight. It's like we try not to make this morning show negative. But some of the statistics and overwhelming when you mention that there's just two part-time people that are retired that are working on the homeless population, the encampments. It can be depressing. We're starting on Monday, first of all. And how do you find ways, I mean, you're new to Reading, not even 1 year yet, to keep it fresh?
Right. Well, that's good. So, I mean, there are a lot of positive things going on. And I think that, you know, through economic development, we solve a lot of issues, right? A good job solves a lot of things, a lot of issues for a community and for people on a personal level. So we're focusing on, you know, gearing up for that economic development, for, you know, attracting new investment in our community and then facilitating it. And so, you know, while we have those issues going on with the homeless and other code enforcement issues, we're also focusing on how do we do better when we have opportunities to capture investment? How do we make sure that happens in Reading to bring jobs and investment to our community?
Okay. I would like to continue on with that side of it. So we're going to end early again so we can have more time to speak about this instead of having to break it in half. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at, you know what, our favorite boutique.
Dandelion.
Dandelion Boutique.
Located on Pine Street. You know, the one-stop shop. You go in and they have every kind of, for ladies, of course. I've got a little smile on the side of my right cheek. Hey, whatever floats your boat. So we've got jewelry, undergarments, shoes, bags, clothing, and the gals there will help you to dress. And it's always nice to have a second opinion of gals that really know how to fit you. So Dandelion's a place to go. 1322 Pine Street. Go on in and take a look.
We'll be right back after these messages with Larry Vopple, who heads up the development division or department right here in the city of Reading. We're going to talk about economic development, which he has just kind of like taken under his wings here.
I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
I am the eye in the sky, looking at you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. It's the 9th of January, 2017. I'm going to keep saying 2017 until it gets into my head, because I'm still writing 2016 on things. It is 8:31 in the morning. It's 44 degrees going up to 52 today. It's the high. It's going to be rainy today, rainy tomorrow, and windy. Rainy Wednesday and windy. Start clearing up Thursday and Friday, and then come back to rain again Saturday and Sunday. So get ready for that. Keep yourself warm and dry. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop.
I always knew when there was a pause.
Right off of Athens Avenue.
You're heading there today, aren't you?
Heading there today because my hair is extremely long.
Get your neck shaved.
Get my neck shaved. I have my head sheared. And maybe I can get Bob.
You going to go high and tight?
No, I'm not going to do it. But, you know, I've noticed that since Rick Hill's been going
He really was high and tight the other night.
He's starting to emulate Marine Corps haircuts.
I know. I said, man, boot camp city.
Man's last stronghold here. It's a great place to go to get a haircut. I would recommend it to anybody, even city workers. City staff, city management. You can go over there and get a haircut and just don't ask for any,
As soon as you walk
through. Don't ask for hair products.
Just want you to know, as soon as you walk through the door, there's like a heavy, there's a smell of testosterone on those walls. I have to literally take.
Oh, come on.
Wow.
Oh,
when
come on.
Leave.
You love it. Just because.
I'm telling you.
You have to shave
it's
afterwards.
Man cave.
Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. It's really cool. Anyway, hey, we're here with Larry Vopple, who is trying to go, oh, God, why did I come in here?
Hello.
Head of the Development Division right here in the city of Reading. And we're talking about economic development. We've talked about the code enforcement. And, hey, everybody, he's got two part-time guys out there. So I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying that that's just a fact of life for him to try and do the code enforcement. And we're talking about moving homeless camps. I can think of other things the city could do. They could actually bring in some people who are contractors to go out there to start moving those camps around. It's one of my ideas. Anyway, but we're talking economic development. How do we make it easier? Now, you've had a lot of changes here.
lately in the division. Is that right?
In the department,
in
right.
In the department, yeah.
We've had, our staffing level is about half of what it was pre-recession. Mm-hmm. And we're about half as busy, too, so that makes sense. And then we've had I've had the opportunity to kind of bring in my own management folks. So we've had, retired from a planning manager, the building official, a couple plan check engineers, a code enforcement supervisor. So over the last year or so, we've been able to add some really good staff.
Is that from
really bright ideas
locally, or you import them in?
The chief building official appointment was an internal candidate, and everybody else was external.
From Riverside?
No.
Just mother
from
places.
Elsewhere in California, yeah.
Is that because we didn't have anybody around here that could do it?
Recruitment for those positions was difficult. It's not like we had 100 applications for those jobs. It's just maybe a dozen or so. And so, it is difficult to find qualified, individuals.
Was pay a problem?
We found some good ones. Pay always comes up, but it wasn't in this particular – in these cases, it was not an issue. No.
Well, yeah.
I think
now when you have a front page story like we just had.
Yeah. Well, I think you in most cases, these were folks who were promoted to – they weren't in this position in another city.
Right.
So they were already making less. Right.
So it just came with a raise anyway.
That's right.
So we have how many people now in your department that have moved to Reading because of these positions that have become available?
Four.
Wonderful.
Okay. Now,
five including you.
How would you say that this changes the face of your department?
Well, the faces change.
Okay,
obviously.
Well, let me preface this with this. Sure. You know the what everybody talks about, the battles people have with the Reading code enforcement permits and all this. That's what I said, you have had.
Right.
I mean, this has been the story since we've been here and been on the air. Is we have people call us, and I mean just – battles, knockdown battles, and anywhere from the solar industry to just anybody. You came in here a year ago, and you said – you brought a book with you. You said, I want everybody to read this book. And now in this year, you've lost four or five key people who retired. And you've replaced them with people maybe that have read the book.
Well, I came in with Good to Great. I also came in with Strength Finders. Everyone mm-hmm. on staff has gone through Strength Finders analysis. So mm-hmm. so we kind of know as a team, what our strengths are, so we can better organize our work around our strengths. So I think that's really important. I think everyone who's come in, is the kind of culture that we have there now is what I call a client-based approach to community building. And so this is an approach where basically the client is the focus, and we've shifted that nomenclature from customer to client because I feel that it's more relational as a client. You're in this together. And so everything is based upon the client. So we meet with the client. We find out how we can do things better. They offer suggestions to us. We take that back. We make changes where appropriate, where we can, and then we meet. We try that for a while and see how it's working. Bring the client back in and talk about those changes. It's a continuous improvement process. So you're never at perfection. You're always improving. You can always be better. Next week we have our second annual Client Appreciation Week, and we take that opportunity to meet with our clients and talk about here are the changes we've made over the last year. What's working? What's not working? How can we do better? What else more can we do? We've also looked at the types of permits that we have. And we take anytime there's a vacancy, you take the time to reanalyze where you're spending your resources, right? So we had two plan check engineer vacancies at the end of the year. We found that really we can replace that with one engineer and augment that a little bit with some consultant work. So during busy times, we may have to farm that out to a structural engineer. But most of our work are tenant improvements, are remodels, and things that don't require a plan check engineer in most cases. So let's hire another plans examiner instead of a plan check engineer. So our goal then is to get a lot of these tenant improvements to be, you know, a 3 to 5 day turnaround. So we're just shifting our resources to the counter and hopefully being able to increase the number we can do over the counter. But to answer your question about what we've done over the last year, we're now at a point where 80% of the permit applications are processed within 30 days. And that includes the time we look at it, the time that the client then modifies it and resubmits it, and we look at it again. It's 30 days, 80% of the time. 60% of the time, it's over the counter. It's less than 1 day people are getting turned around on their permit applications. So that's the focus, to take some of those, you know, that 10-day process that we've had for, you know, 15, 20 years, and look at, well, do we really need 10 days? If we throw some staff at the counter and they can handle a resubmit, let's say, where they just had to make 5 or 6 changes, they come in, they show right at the counter that they made those changes, and they walk out with a permit. Why put them on a shelf, have them sit there for 10 days for us to look at?
Yeah, why would you do
right.
that? Makes you wonder, huh?
Well, when you're busy, think about it. When you're busy, when you're doing, they were doing over twice of what we are doing now. I mean, it's just, you couldn't have been doing it during the heyday, during 2007.
Which leads us to another question is, it's not up to government to grow business, but it is up to government to provide an atmosphere where business can thrive. What would you do? Well, I mean, you've already done things. You know, you've replaced, you've brought in business friendly people, people that understand what it takes, instead of, you know, getting into a, you know, arguments about, oh, well, you need to do this, you need this, and then it becomes, oh, well, my experience versus your experience. I mean, those people for the most part have left. Now you've got a
retired.
Well, yeah, yes. Retired. But now you've got kind of a pro business. I mean, a pro growth group, it sounds like, that are all working in there.
Yeah, that's what we talked about with that client.
Client approach. Mm-hmm. Well, but the thing too is, you know, cost. And people always talk about cost here in Reading. You know, I'm not a builder and I don't develop things, but I've heard stories about the cost to do business here in Reading is just really high compared to other places.
Yes, well, and that's one of the things we talk about with the client focus approach is, you know, the need for whether a red line, can we just redline these set of changes versus having the client have to go back to the engineer and have the engineer redraw the plans? It seems like a minor thing, but that's $2,000 or that's $3,000 if we can just redline them versus have the engineer redraw them for them, right? Mm-hmm. So it's little things like that, just looking at things from a client's perspective. Really, the approach we want to take is that of our accountants at tax time, right? So the state throws this income tax at us. We can't do anything about it. We can complain about it if we want to, but the rules are the rules. So we hire an accountant who can help us understand it and help us limit our liabilities, keeps our costs low. And that's kind of the approach we take with the building codes, is the state throws these codes at us. We know them. I would stack our code knowledge of our team up against anyone in the state. They know it so well. They can use that knowledge to help clients find the best way, the most efficient way, the least costly way to meet their needs and still meet the demands of the building code. And so that's the approach that we're taking.
Well, it sets, but you have things like fees. When we start talking about fees, like $28,000 or $34,000 to build a house.
Sure, you're talking about impact fees.
Yeah, impact fees. I mean, you know, they say they do a study on these every couple of years. I think there's a study coming up.
Yeah, so last time we did it was about 5 years ago, so that is going to be something that City Council is going to talk about in February at their priority setting meeting. I think that fees will be one of those just because it's mentioned a lot in the community. So we want to take a look at that. It's a very transparent, it's a very public process. I would encourage businesses and developers to be very involved in that process so they can see for themselves, you know, what goes into that. You know, we have this thing called CEQA in California that basically it's a state law that requires developers to mitigate all of their impacts that they have by taking a raw piece of dirt and building whatever, a 7-Eleven. You have to mitigate for the increase in traffic. You have to mitigate for the environmental impact. You have to, for the noise, for all of these impacts, every impact that you're taking this raw land, turning it into a business. One of the ways that people can mitigate is by paying an impact fee. And so for development, a lot of times if for instance, let's say you have an impact on a traffic intersection of 10%. You're going to increase traffic at that intersection 10%. Well, how do you pay for a 10% of a intersection improvement? Well, you can if we have a traffic impact fee in place, then they can just write a check, we put it in the bank, and then when it's time to fully improve that intersection, we apply those funds to improve that intersection.
If there's already, say, a business, and this is an example, somebody's in a mall, like down where Trader Joe's is. They're in a mall, I mean, and, you know, you've got a number of different, you know, building areas, little sites down there, and they open their place there. From what I understand, there's, you know, some impact fees there, big impact fees on traffic, even though that the place has already been developed and it must have done, I don't know how many traffic studies right there. I mean, and you've already got like four stores, and this one is just taking over one from somebody that's already been there.
Right.
And yet they still have to pay all these impact fees for the same thing that must have been done at least 5, 6, maybe 10 times.
Well, thank you for bringing that, because actually they don't. So one of the things they did with the last update was said, look, if we're going to measure the impact one time for a shopping center, and we're not going to reanalyze every time a tenant goes in and out.
When did this happen?
This happened 3 or 4 years ago that this was determined. Now, if you're not in a shopping center, let's say for instance, this has been a sticky one. The Carpet One in downtown.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so that building was a carpet store. That's like the lowest level of impact for traffic that you can get in a retail setting, right? It just doesn't have a lot of traffic demand. And now you want to put in a brew pub or a fast food restaurant or any sort of restaurant, which is the most that a mm-hmm. retail space can have as far as impact. They're going to have to pay that incremental difference. So they're going to have to pay that traffic impact fee for taking it from, you know, for the increase in traffic that they're experiencing. So that has been, mentioned quite a bit for folks who are looking to take an existing building and change the use. That's something. That's why we just can't stress enough. People come and get a free fee estimate. Check it out before you sign the lease. Before you make an offer on the property, come talk to us and also talk to the building division. That's something that our new building official is doing. He's going out and meeting with folks ahead of time so you know whether or not you have to sprinkler a building, what the building code is going to require as far as changes to that building before you get too far down the road. We want to meet with you ahead of time and talk you through some of that.
Here's a question before we go for a break. Are the fees here higher than in Riverside?
They are about the same. It was about $30,000 for a single-family house in Riverside. And I think it's here about $26,000 or so.
Okay. We're going to take a break. Larry Vaupel is our guest from the development department. Is it department?
Yes.
Of Reading. And he has a number of things that fall under him, the fees, permits, building, and now economic development. We'll be right back.
This is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is your life, good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us,
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter,
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
A singer in a smoky room. A smell of wine and cheap perfume.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. It's Monday, the 9th of January, 2017. It's 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here this Monday. Good morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567. It's 44 degrees out there, going up to 52 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. And that's our guest is Larry Voppel from the Development Department here at the City of Reading. And, you know, we really like to get, you know, during the breaks, I just say things just to see if I can make Larry turn red. And you know what? I can do that because I say things that are just completely outrageous about permitting and things like this. But let's go to the phones. Vent, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I just listened to the show this morning, and obviously Riverside came up. And being a jarhead, I know a little bit about Riverside. Got a couple questions for the guest. Yeah, a lot of times when we're dealing with salaries, or in this case fees, we compare ourselves to a lot of other California cities, which I always find ironic considering a lot of other California cities are just about in the same condition we're in, where they're basically hemorrhaging. And so in this case, we know that the audit that occurred in Riverside actually showed that they were spending far more money than they actually have. Their amount of public employees are increasing at about twice the rate that the actual population was. To the guest, I mean, we're going to have this other study. Is that study going to cost us anything? We're comparing our fees, which are very similar to Riverside. The only difference is Riverside is, what, 300,000 people in comparison to our 90. Median income is almost twice what we are. I mean, this is some just absolutely amazing stuff that we just continue to make the same mistake over and over again. And we try to duplicate some of these, what they have as best practices, which aren't working. Why aren't we actually trying to think about ways that we can actually overcome our own issues and deal with our own things and not try to duplicate the same mistakes that other communities are making? I mean, this gentleman sounds like a very intelligent person. It seems like he has a very strong grasp as to how the system works. And, you know, we're looking for people who have ideas that are outside of what is failing in other communities. And my question would be, you know, does he have any ideas that, you know, can really apply to what we're actually trying to accomplish? We've got developers that actually want to do things in this community, and these impact fees are the biggest headwind that they're actually faced with. And I mean, mitigation, for a lot of us, mitigation sounds like something a mafia person would put into play. You got some problems with this? Just pay us a fee. So, I mean, can the guest expound on anything that he'd try if Mr. Starman wasn't looking over him and putting the pressure on, or is there something that he can share with us? Thanks. I'll take it off the air.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, thanks for the call and for the question. I think that, first of all, we're not trying to replicate, you know, what's being done in other cities unless it's been a success. And that's part of the reason, you know, we've brought in some folks in key positions who have worked elsewhere, because they do have some fresh ideas and new ways to approach problems and the problems that we're having. I don't think that Riverside is included in the typical analysis that we do for impact fees. The question always comes up, though: how does our fees relate to others? And so we always, you know, we want to do that comparison. But I think as we go through this next process, if the city council agrees to do that in 2017, then, you know, I think it's important for the community to be part of that process so that we can throw out new ideas. And there's all sorts of ways to deal with, you know, I'm just going to deal with traffic right now, because there's impact fees for everything: our parks, you know, our trail system, the sewer system, water system, etc. But the key question is, who's going to pay for growth part of the impact? So are we, the residents who currently live here, are we going to pay for that intersection improvement, even though it's being caused by the new Costco? Or should Costco pay for that intersection improvement because they're causing the impact? And so that's a philosophical, that's a policy issue that the city council has to deal with. You know, it doesn't have to be all or nothing. It doesn't have to be that Costco will pay 100% of it. It could be that we, the existing residents, really want a Costco, and we want that sales tax and those opportunities to shop in our community. So we're going to pay half of that, and Costco, you pay half. And so you set your fees, you know, based upon that formula or that split. So that's something that the city council and the community gets to, you know, wrestle with and come up with as we go through this process.
I have a comment here. Is that this gentleman went down to the permit, and he just found out that I was amazed when I visited the planning department. Let me just get back up there. So many comments coming in here. I was amazed when I visited the planning department in Reading, and they told me that changing a garbage disposal to another of the same make and model required a permit.
I don't know that.
Okay.
I would be surprised if that was the case.
So, okay. Well, how about the – and then somebody said that they understand – again, all this is third, you know, that when – that the – at R&R meets, when they wanted to paint the paint their – and put in parking spots in their new, you know, their new parking lot there, they were told they were going to have to put in lighting and trees too if they painted parking spaces in there.
Yeah, so anytime you develop, again, you know, you're taking a vacant lot, you're making it a parking lot, you know, the community has standards. And so, you know, if that requires paving, then that triggers all sorts of things, right? Because now where's the runoff going? Is it going onto your neighbor's property? Where is it, you know, is it being detained on your own property? And then is it going to be safe for folks at night? So, you know, any sort of improvement's going to trigger these sorts of, you know, code requirements. And those are code requirements that, hey, some are 20-year-old. And sometimes we have to look at those and say, do those really make sense in today's day and age, you know? And some of those you know, can be refined and adjusted. So we look at that every year. We do an annual code update. And so we look at, as planners, we keep track of these sort of questions that come out throughout the year, and then and where the code really doesn't reflect today's you know, economy. And so we've adjusted those as the years go on into a massive code update once a year. We try to address those things, like one of the ones that's on the radar is food trucks. We've done them for breweries, for instance, you know, because breweries 25 years ago, that was a massive brewery, right? That should be done in an industrial park and set away from residents. Now
it's microbreweries, breweries everywhere. Yeah. So, and now they're talking about sandwich trucks out there at the library park.
Yeah. And so, you know, we have to adjust the code because, you know, 25 years ago, they didn't serve sandwiches out of trucks necessarily. So we've got to come up with regulations, you know, to make sure that it's fair to our brick and mortar.
Well, that's the question is, because there's restaurants around there, and right. somehow you put in three trucks that sell stuff and don't have an overhead. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Larry Valpo has been our guest, and we've learned a lot today that things are kind of changing. I'd love to have you back on in a few months.
Sure, and come by the permit center. We have a little kiosk here.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to come in and take a look. I'm going to see if I need to get a permit for putting a garbage disposal in.
Okay.
I mean, that seems kind of, I mean, that to me seems kind of funny that I'd have to get a permit to put another garbage disposal in of the same make and model.
Well, let's just check it out.
Yeah. Okay. Larry, thank you so much for coming in and being, you know, so open in here and putting up with our own wild craziness.
Thank you.
You bet, buddy. Hey, tomorrow we're trying to get Sam Paredes in here to talk about the new gun laws and how it's going to affect you out there. Everybody have a great day. Try and stay dry out there. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta ready.
Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned up.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A U.S. Navy destroyer has fired a shot across the bow, actually several warning shots fired at several Iranian vessels in the strategic Strait of Hormuz. The Iranian boats were approaching the destroyer at a high rate of speed when those warning shots were fired. Two police officers are dead. There's a massive manhunt underway for a suspect in Florida.
On behalf of the 2,500 men and women of the Orange County Sheriff's Office, we're sad on this day.
Orange County, Florida Sheriff Jerry Deming says a deputy sheriff was killed in a traffic mishap while searching for a suspect in the fatal shooting of an Orlando officer. The suspect identified as 41-year-old Markeith Lloyd. Authorities believe that someone is helping to hide him from police.
We're calling upon sensible.